It's not complicated. Call it creative. Call it art. Call it design. It's the Design Coach on Lake 96.1.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Design Coach. You're listening right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sassano. With us in studio, Nancy, is the one, the only, Kylie Peterson.
She's world famous now.
The director of a lifestyle design at the Design Coach.
I have an update for everybody, too, from after my last time I was here.
Yes. Your debut?
Yes. No. The time in between that. Philip actually went and got his iPhone.
Okay.
Last week? You know, he did it.
Okay.
I was texting with him and it was blue instead of green.
Yeah.
I love it.
I knew you would.
Dude, absolutely love it.
I'm telling you.
Good morning, everybody. So now that you need to hear my technology woes or to my technology journey, but I will tell you, I was so apprehensive.
I don't know why.
About making the switch. Mm-hmm. Because I had just, I don't know, like first of all, don't read the internet now for anything.
No.
Like, I don't know, like, just stop. Like, stop, mm-hmm. like, the Switch and all the horror stories and whatever. Like, I mean, the Android is like a computer in your hand. Like, it can do lots of things. But I will tell you, the one thing that I had been told was that the interface would be much more intuitive. And what I didn't mm-hmm. count on was that the interface is so much fun. Mm-hmm. Like, the iPhone is actually fun to use. Like, it's fun to use. In fact, I now understand how to FaceTime as a giraffe. I understand. My daughter Zoe taught me how to do that.
Yep.
I know how to. I sent you this week a text that bubbled.
I thought it was on accident.
I learned.
Haley.
Haley, one of our other our coordinator of design build, who's also, you know, of that your age, your era, right? Taught the old man how to do is it called confetti?
Yes.
A confetti text?
Yes.
He sent me LOL.
It was confetti about doing that.
So now I'm researching all the toys that are embedded in this thing. And now I get it. I kind of get it. First of all, I bought the 15. Mm-hmm. 15 Pro
S.
Max.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One, right? I'm looking at it right now. Mm-hmm. I love it. The camera and the video is ridiculous. I haven't really busted that out yet. I haven't really, mm-hmm. I've only started scratching the surface on that, but I will tell you the transformation. My family is, we thank you for, you know, they're like, thank you for stopping, you know, to not hurt us with your Android texts.
Right.
You know, like they literally, like physically, would just not, like they wouldn't copy me on stuff because they're like, no, I'm not sending this video.
The family group chat without dad, right?
Yeah, literally, the meme that I saw said, "Stop hurting your family." Like, switch to iPhone. Like, I really actually felt that.
Right. Yeah. So I have run all of the external radio station stuff on iPhones and iPads and US Cellular for years.
Okay.
And I've tried everything else.
My team loves their iPads in the field.
Horrible.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I was like this holdout and they just kept making fun of me. And then when I made this, I think they thought I was bluffing, but I did it like a week ago on a Friday night.
And I honestly, he called me afterwards because I had told him earlier in the day, I said, I don't believe you until you actually do it. I won't
see
it.
They have to see it.
Well,
I was like,
I'm going to call Julie.
But it was hilarious. So we call her and, you know, your picture, like whatever picture you populates on your phone.
Right.
And so the phone rings and it's your wonderful photo of you in your wedding gown.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's just me.
But it's just you. So it's like this. But the girl is wet. And Julie looked at it and she couldn't tell that it was you. And she's like, who is that calling you? And why are they in their wedding? Like, immediately went into mama mode on me, right? Like, definitely like, what's going on? And I'm like, it's Kylie, honey. It's Kylie.
I had to explain to them on the phone that I set the contact photo.
That's the way it works.
Yeah. Right. She's like, why do you have her wedding photo on your phone? I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Let's just, I don't even
know. So now we have to remind Julie.
I know, but I'm two minutes into owning the phone and I'm already apologizing. Like that.
Sounds about right.
That sounds about right.
I'm just telling you, both the software and the hardware with Apple and the iPhone have fared so much better for us.
I think it's such a fun thing.
That,
I'd be like, your toys, you and your iPhone toys. It's a fun toy.
We have him convinced now on, a few of us have Apple Watches,
mm-hmm.
and we use the walkie-talkie features at work. And so he found out about that the other day as well. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Now you've created a monster.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
No, I'll have like, I'll have headsets. I'll have a.
Jesus.
Oh, my gosh.
A Taylor Swift mic just like barking out commands. No, I won't. I'm not going to take it that far.
That's me.
That's you. Nancy.
I travel with a microphone.
Oh, my gosh. Well, good morning, everybody. Listen, we got Kylie in studio because we're talking about, you know, our lifestyle newsletter. Our second one comes out.
Yes.
Actually this weekend.
Yes.
Right. And so we've got some information that we want to share about what that looks like on our end. And because it's spring, and by the way, we were getting a pretty decent taste, although the storms during
and then
the week,
no.
Yeah,
and then
well,
snow.
No, because
right.
winter
tornadoes.
Always has to remind you that it,
right.
like in late February, early March, it still has to remind you of what it's capable of doing.
March
and wrecking,
Madness.
Wrecking your afternoon.
It always snows somehow, some way during March Madness, the basketball.
Somehow.
Yep. So
you'll get the nice, polite flurry at like 31 degrees. Mm-hmm. But this 50 degree temperature switch.
60.
I mean, yeah.
60 degree swing.
It's been a while since I found myself underneath an overpass waiting for the hail to. Yeah. Literally abate and literally
well definitely in February
and every other car had blocked the highway like it was the most insane thing that I had seen this week.
It missed southern Wisconsin but we're,
listen it's
crazy
it's weather in the Midwest so that's what we're in for so listen as we head with an eye towards spring obviously you know that organization and spring cleaning is something that is really top of mind for us at the Design Coach as we begin to obviously prepare some of the summer homes for season which is a big thing up here in the Geneva Lakes area, which is where our design firm is home based. Now we understand that our firm now has half of our client load is now national. So we're doing a lot of work in Florida. Well, guess what? In Florida this spring, late spring, and then early summer, we'll be prepping for, you know, the move that people will make down into the fall. But here in the Midwest, spring is king when it comes to organization. So we thought we'd talk a little bit about that. And Kylie, you've just got this great article.
Yeah.
That was, where's it from again?
Architectural Digest.
Okay, great. Which you know that I love them. And when they do, I love the fact that here's what we're looking to do with these newsletters, just if you guys are not aware. And if you want to sign up, if you go to thedesigncoach.com, the first window that will pop up on you is a join our mailing list. And I will tell you, it's been great that Sonia actually added that in there, our marketing person, so that people know how to continue to connect with us because we are pushing out more than ever so much more content and so much more information that can take your experience with what we do at the Design Coach way beyond our clients who have the, you know, who we're fortunate enough to work with them and we do believe they're fortunate to have access to this great team. Yes. I really do believe that this team has been assembled to be at their service and absolutely rises to the occasion every time. But I will say that we're pushing out more information. It allows you to connect with us in really easy ways. Mm-hmm. And this newsletter is part of that. It's great design information that I think we really enjoy putting it together.
Yeah.
In fact, we've got cocktails that we'll be sharing for everyone in advance of St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. So, and we're kind of committed to do that. So a couple new things with the launch of the website before we get into spring cleaning.
Yeah.
Okay. If you go to thedesigncoach.com, we've got a few things that I think will kind of spill over. And Nancy reminded me that this is the beginning of segment one. Okay. For those of you who are new to the show, there are four segments and they are each roughly about 13 minutes long. Mm-hmm. So if you can stay with us between breaks, which we hope that you do, provided that the content and the information is engaging enough, that you will stay with us because I'm going to tell you there's a lot to share on today's show. But one of the things that I wanted to share right off the bat is that we revamped our website and we've added a lot of really cool stuff. Like, I don't know if I'm more excited about the In Good Company.
I love that name. I mean, I love the whole page. But
yeah,
I don't know if I'm
more excited about the In Good Company or I'm more in love with the Crafted Cocktail page, right? Or some of the new projects that we've
loaded
on.
Which
one
do you think will get the most clicks?
I don't know. You know what? We can track it. Yeah, we can track it. But let's actually start, before we get into spring cleaning, let's get into this website revamp that I think will connect everyone even further with really what we're trying to do with the brand, which is we're trying to push out this comprehensive, creative, and concierge approach to having you connect with the great offerings and the great, I don't know, not just the offerings, but also the information.
Yeah.
You know, some of this just starts with, I want to know more about something. And I believe I'm trying to find people who will, you know, connect me with that. And our brand at the Design Coach, that's kind of what we do.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah,
I mean, that's
absolutely
safe to say. I mean, you're coaching people on a regular basis on Yeah. Lots of things. Not
custom
only
custom monogram China.
Yeah, custom monogram China to
flatware from France.
Exactly. I mean, really, is it does it know no it, it actually really does know no bounds.
Nope.
Because our client requests come to us from all facets of what we believe to be the lifestyle experience, which is in essence life itself.
Yes.
So if you're living and you're breathing, we probably can, if you'd like
there's
us
something
to
for you.
Have a yes. say in exactly what that might look there's like, okay?
Something in that.
Exactly. So it starts with the end. We launched a couple new projects. You're going to notice that we put an active project, a couple new active projects on there. We were really fortunate enough to actually work and partner with Skender, a great design build team out of Chicago, one of the top design build teams in Skender, and also work with Partners by Design, who is a very accomplished, awesome architectural and interior design firm as well. And we came in to do some of the furnishings and finishes for AIT, Worldwide Logistics, which is an awesome company that has been expanding by leaps and bounds over the past few years, located in Itasca, Illinois.
Yep.
And you were instrumental in helping us sort of put that project together as well. Talk a little bit about that experience for you, about the corporate side, because I don't think a lot of people know that we do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think for me, this was my first more corporate purchasing, I guess, adventure.
Sure.
So it was different for me to turn, kind of swing from home and interior and kind of everyday use to, okay, if I brought my lunch into work, what would I use to microwave it and heat it up, and how would I want to eat? Like, what would I want to eat off of? So it was just kind of finding essentials for the office that work every day, but then can also be played up if executives come into town or they want to use that to kind of serve their partners in a more elevated aspect as well. So it was
very well said. Very well said, because we really did with this particular project. We were a firm uniquely suited to do both the furniture, the artwork, the finishes, and the lifestyle setup. And I know that you wouldn't normally think of lifestyle setup for a corporation, but what's interesting is, you know, ever since COVID, people have wanted offices that look and feel differently. They've wanted offices that feel a little bit more like home and a little less like a traditional office setting. And I will say that, you know, the leadership team at AIT was we worked with them very closely in making sure that we tried to gain a really clear understanding of what they wanted that overall experience to not only look like, which obviously is where most designers live, but also what they wanted the overall experience to be, not just from floor to floor, because, you know, the 25th executive floor and then the other floors feel a little bit different. But then also when you're on that, you know, 25th executive level floor, what does it feel like to actually sort of arrive on that floor? And what is the story that they really wanted to tell? So if you want to catch a glimpse at that, go to the website, take a look at our current projects, along with another really great project that we're working on with Dumas Builders, which has been another great partner of ours, another awesome lake house that is really, you're going to get sort of these inside looks at the progress of each of those photos, along with some of the works that we're doing nationally. So when we come back from the break, Kylie and I are going to dive into this information on the newsletter, probably some information that has to do a lot with the website update and exactly what new offerings we're looking at and how to connect with us in 2024, especially this spring. Stay with us. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sassano, and my co-host on this Sunday, Kylie Peterson.
Hello.
Director of Lifestyle Design. These days I've been talking in a little Dumbledore. Right? Hello, Nancy. Oh, welcome brother. To The Design Coach.
Hello.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, exactly. A little Harry Potter-esque.
Yeah. Anyway. I've been looking at your website. I'm sorry, I'm not participating. I'm busy.
No, you're totally
participating. I'm busy memorizing all of the recipes for cocktails.
Yeah, there's some.
See,
good
the nice stuff. Thing is though, you can click on it, it'll blow up, and then you can just screenshot it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see.
Yeah.
Bar is open at the Design Coach.
The so naughty listen, and nice sour is sounding really good to me.
Listen,
right
it's
now.
It's been really fun and it's been really exciting and it's really great to have Kylie in. I mean, it's great that you're able to come on with us on a regular basis because We do have a unique, you and I have a unique place within the team in that I feel like we get to have a lot of fun.
Yes.
in pushing out things that are not necessarily mm-hmm. always, I would say, client-centered. Yes. We do, listen, make no mistake about it, most of our job is client-centered. But in another part of what we do is the ability for us to just sort of share things mm-hmm. with the general public and on behalf of the brand that just sort of enrich the experience and also not just enrich the experience, but also offer a way to connect. Yes. And on today's show, that's kind of what we're talking about. We're talking about ways that you can connect with our brand in ways that you might not normally with a traditional interior design firm.
Yeah.
Not only is it our complexion of the fact that we are really different and that we take you way beyond the finished interior design into the utility, sometimes the party mm-hmm. planning, the setup, really how to live in it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, how to live yep. in it. And that's sort of where you live.
Yeah.
You know?
That's how I explain my job to people.
Yeah.
If you get a brand new house, I just teach you how to live in it.
Right? And you're getting much better at that. You're like, you are getting great at your elevator pitch.
Yes.
In kind of what your role looks like. And you can tell you that you're getting comfortable.
I have. So on my Instagram, I posted it. And then I used that because I kind of worked through it in my mind and wrote it down. And then now I just kind of copy and paste and just say that when I'm talking to people.
So basically you just pull up your digital feed in your mind. And
here you go. Oh, follow my Instagram, by the way.
You know what? That's a really good point. Other than going to the design coach on Instagram and on Facebook or thedesigncoach.com, tell them where they can connect with you because the posts that you have are, if you want to live vicariously through somebody sort of putting together fascinating lifestyle experiences on a daily basis, tell them where they can go access you because you're kind of living that every day.
So I have just Instagram right now where I'm thinking about TikTok, but that might be down the road a little bit.
I'd be supportive. That's fine.
But the Instagram is Lifestyle with Kylie P. So all one word, Lifestyle with Kylie P. That's where you can find me on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I kind of, if I'm doing, you know, client visits to the homes, usually I'll kind of take you all with me. And we'll just kind of go through. You'll get to see what my views are on a daily basis, which is usually Lake Geneva or Florida. And I'm really not complaining about either of those.
No kidding. No. Yeah.
I share a lot about either cool things that I find or, you know, articles that I find from Architectural Digest just on how to take care of your home and also take care of it in an elevated way and not just like crates from Target.
Right. And
no hate to Target. I love Target.
And opening up Amazon boxes.
Yes.
So this is a great segue to another page that we want to cover, which is another way that we're connecting. So beyond the newsletter, which you can sign up for on the website, the other thing that you can do to connect with us is just when you just go to the website,
mm-hmm.
this page that we started beyond the cocktails. So we'll start with the cocktails, although we'll be getting to some of those. If you do go to the cocktail page, the crafted cocktails, remember something about cocktails in our world. In our world at the Design Coach, it's just another form of expression.
Yep.
It's just another way for us to sort of creatively connect with you. And I think it's true that your cocktail says a lot about you, you know, or your choice of beverage. Let's just put it that way,
mm-hmm.
right? If you don't drink, great. There's a story there. If you do drink, great. What do you drink?
Yep.
If it's beer, if it's cocktails, if it's not, if it's wine, like whatever it is, I think we're just interested in having that be a gateway to discussion and an experience. And we find that a lot of that happens through our mouths.
Yes.
So whether it's food or drink, those are all great platforms for awesome conversation.
This has ruined me connection. Because I can no longer go somewhere and just get a beer or a boring drink. I'm like, well, where are your crafted cocktails?
You know, are you kidding me? When one of the things of which I am super proud is that my wife... Well, first of all, I made Julie a drink a week ago, and she sent it back to me.
Oh!
She's like, "This
go,
was,
Julie.
This was not one of your best." And she said, "Well,
sweet."
She was totally right. Like, first of all, she pays me great compliments in that she's like, "I'm ruined," just like you did.
Yes,
like, she says, she's like, "You make such great cocktails." It's really hard for me to just accept some of the cocktails that you just get at a normal bar that are just made with some standard recipe or
what
mix.
You've done is you've created people who have to go to places like...
Expensive places.
Well, like Maxwell Mansion.
With expensive booze.
You know, like Maxwell Mansion. Those guys are like...
Yeah, or the apothecary. You're right. At Maxwell. Yes, absolutely. Right?
So that's where you have to go now.
I mean, yes. I had the greatest old fashioned at 290. Like mm-hmm. at Pier 290. So like there are a lot of places that make great drinks. Julie was commenting that she's like, "You make great drinks." She's like, "And by the way, honey, this was not one of them."
Oh.
And it wasn't a good drink, but she knows that I want to use making cocktails to connect with people mm-hmm. for who they are. and what their tastes are and what their palate is. And she's like, you know me. Like, I don't know that I like ginger, and you ginger heavied this and you did
right.
And I was like, oh.
She and I are the same
she's
about
like,
that.
You're right. I missed that. So I remade it. And I said, well, let me, you know how I am at the bar. Like, let me redeem
give it back,
myself.
Give it back.
Like,
let me do it. Let me fix it.
Yeah. Let me fix it. Cause, and I did, and we had a great experience. But if you're interested in finding out more about kind of what makes us us, and you want to have a little bit of fun, if you go to the Crafted Cocktail page, you're going to get from us. And I think we're kind of, we could probably accelerate this, Kylie.
Oh yeah. We've done, it's 3 per month so far. So there's 6 total in there right now. After our newsletter is released this weekend, we'll put the 3 new ones.
Yeah, and
there.
At the end of the show today, we'll tell you guys about the St. Patrick's Day cocktails that we're going to be loading. We'll kind of tease them a little bit. But I will tell you that we do want to use, along with Glenn, our in-house sommelier, yes. which we'll get to, we want to connect people with great experiences that just enhance what I'm going to call their at-home experience. So whether it's spring cleaning, which we're going to get to in today's show, and whether it's crafted cocktails to just create something special and different. We want you guys to be able to trust us and to be able to go to our website. And Kylie and I work very hard monthly to kind of put this together, not only in the newsletter, but also then load those onto the website. Yeah. For you to be able to connect with us in ways that maybe you wouldn't think of a traditional interior design firm, because we now feel like we're bigger than that. We're much more of a lifestyle company.
Well, and we also give people a chance to be creative outside of your typical creative boundaries. 100%. Like, nobody even thinks you can be creative with cocktails, but hey, guess what? We are.
Sure can. You sure can.
Yeah, can't be creative with your organizing. Oh, hey, guess what?
Yeah.
You can. Here you go.
You can. And here's why. And we're going to talk about that. So, like right now, I think the other page that I wanted to mention is this Lifestyle Partners page. We have been so excited, and we've been tipping our hand to this for quite some time. I mean, we had Katie Oglesby in, who came in. We had Glenn Garlish come in. Katie is the garden girl, Lake Geneva's very own garden girl.
I've talked to her, actually. One of the best shows that we ran when you were out of town one year, I re-ran Katie's.
Sure.
And I 100% intend to ask her, as soon as I get past all the political stuff, to come in again on my show.
Yeah.
Because I have just was completely taken in by everything that she had to say. Absolutely everything.
No, she's going to be as are all of our lifestyle partners, and it's a growing list, and we're gonna share them with you. These are people who you're not contracting through the design coach to get to them. We're connecting you with them as a way to just let you know, hey, these are people who are out there. These are almost like people you should know. So we named it In Good Company because these are people that we are trying to surround ourselves with, surround our clients with, who can enhance the at-home experience in ways that go far beyond the design, which is something we've been talking about as a part of the Design Coach Complexion for quite some time. It was impossible without this team. It was impossible without me checking myself down to say, how can I help? How can I be shaped by them? And how can I have these people play a role in shaping the experience for our clients? And they've absolutely done that. You've been a huge part of that, Kylie. And these lifestyle partners, of which Katie is one of them, I encourage you, go to that page. Go to the In Good Company page and see where we've started with it. You're on there.
I am.
And that took a while for us to figure out exactly how to describe all the things you do.
Yes.
Are you settled with your profile?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. It was definitely a few circles, but yeah. I love where we landed.
Yeah, I love where we landed as well. Because you do have your hand in almost everything. And that's a hard thing to kind of encapsulate, but I think we did a pretty good job of it. So you can reach out. And if you want to reach out to Kylie, why don't you give everybody your email?
Yeah, Kylie@thedesigncoach.com.
Spell that.
K-Y-L-I-E. You want me to spell the whole at the design coach?
No, you're good. That should do it. The reason I want to encourage you to reach out to her is because there are any number of different questions about the newsletter, about the cocktails, where if you want to follow up and you just need additional information, we're kind of here for you, right?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
We want to hear from the people who are experiencing and exposed to the brand and find out, you know, feedback, good or bad. Like, if you want us to follow up more, or if you want less of something or more of something, we're totally open to that. Listen, we are trying to give people an opportunity with this newsletter, with this radio show, and with our with our website to be able to help us shape the brand and make it more valuable to you. And so the feedback is really, really important.
Absolutely.
Also featured on that page is Glenn Garlish, our in-house sommelier, who just, listen, the last newsletter, what did he feature on the last newsletter? What was that?
Valentine's Day wines.
Valentine's Day wines. And then gave us links to
the
vineyards.
You know, if all else fails, there's wine.
Yeah, if all else that's a t-shirt.
It is.
Hashtag you've been coached.
That's going to be.
If all else fails.
That's the next is wait, a retail I'm line writing, of I'm design coach down. Clothing.
Yeah, exactly. No, merch is coming. Merch is coming. And in addition to that, we also have Sonia Gomez, who is our storyteller and our visual, I was going to say visual merchandiser, but that's not, well, I guess digitally, yes. But she's our storyteller and a photographer, artist, writer. I mean, what doesn't she do?
Honestly, she does everything.
Yeah. And so she's on there as well for you to connect with. We do encourage you to reach out, right? I'm on there for mixology, right? If you need a great recipe or you're stuck or maybe you just want to get over the fear of the booze that you overindulged in college, I can probably make you love it again. So when we come back from the break, what I'd like to do is dig into spring cleaning and some of the nuggets that are in this month's newsletter, and really focus on how we give you great content and how we connect you every week with the ideas, inspiration, and information that we've been known to deliver. So stay with us. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. Welcome back, everyone. Happy Sunday morning. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sassano. And
I didn't know you were going to stalk me right away.
Well, listen, you signed up. I know. I know everything. Coach knows everything.
I literally signed up during the last segment.
So I feel like Wazowski. We're always watching. From like Monsters, Inc.
Oh, my gosh. And you already knew about it.
Digital marketing is awareness. Anyway, this morning on today's show, Kylie Peterson's in with us, our director of lifestyle design. I feel like I need to say it like that. Director of lifestyle design here at the Design Coach.
For Harry Potter.
Yeah. Kylie, can you describe for us?
Stop Dumbledore.
I don't think I can do it in that voice.
Come on.
No, it's okay. Don't try.
No, don't try. It would be rough.
Don't try.
It's not good radio, Kylie.
So we got our March newsletter coming up. We just covered in the past two segments a couple new features on the website. If you want to go to that, go to thedesigncoach.com. You can look at our Lifestyle Partners page, which is expanding with all sorts of great people who do really cool, awesome things that sort of take the experience with us beyond the design. Look for that list to grow. You know, we have lots of partners. We've got a chef we're going to be working with. We have a fitness person that we think we're going to be working with. I mean, there's going to be more ways for you to connect with us that are going to enhance your lifestyle experience, which all circles back to designing more than a great room, but designing a great life.
Absolutely.
And I think that's kind of what we're dedicated to doing. So in the March newsletter, which if you haven't signed up, please do. Okay, this article from AD.
Yes.
Okay, which I thought was interesting that you managed to mine a spring cleaning article from Architectural Digest, which was kind of nice, right?
Yes.
Oftentimes these lists are very basic, right? They're very like meh. They're just like, you know, clean your gutters and like, you know, wash off your,
it's like links. Oh, buy this. Then I'm like, okay. I mean, yes, but also I know that person's getting a kickback for each thing that I buy as well. Yes.
It becomes product and digital placement.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So I'm like, do you even like this stuff or are you just making money off of it?
Well, listen, you and I have talked on any number of shows about what that looks like for us, but this article's not like that.
No.
Give us a little bit of nuggets of things that you pulled away from this AD article that you like.
I just liked how they incorporated design and organization. Like, it doesn't have to be just crates that you buy from Target. Not that there's bad crates at Target, but you can incorporate it into your everyday use. Mm-hmm. So, and to me, that's what organizing is putting things in places where you're going to use it every single day.
And so it has to be easy.
Yes.
Organization,
yes,
especially for the unorganized, needs to be easy to make it consistent, or else what you're constantly doing is you're sort of reinventing your organizational systems if it's not, you know, sort of innate to you.
Yeah.
And absolutely. I think at the Design Coach, that's one of the things that this spring we would encourage you to do. And, you know, a couple tips on this is one of the things that I like for the spaces that we've designed is we're big on making sure you've got drop zones and drop zones that have storage. Let me explain the concept for a moment, okay? you know, we have a lot of mudrooms. There's a lot of people who have lockers. The lockers are very popular in mudrooms, which are great drop zones. Benches between lockers make good drop zones. I'm not a fan of the open locker. I got to be honest. I think that in one of our recent portfolios, we have a mudroom bench in a particularly stunning mudroom, but it has a great drop zone, which clients do use. Mm-hmm. But it's also got lockers, but the lockers have doors.
Well, yeah.
So what's the point? Confine the clutter,
right? Like, what's the point in just
because
showcasing your clutter in a locker with no door?
Exactly. Right. We all know that. In the craziness of life, nobody can keep a perfect locker.
No.
No. And nothing ever looks like the stage photos in your magazine or on Instagram.
Oh, gosh, no.
Okay,
Well, it might, for about 30 seconds while you take the picture.
I know, but if they live that way, you might not want to know them because the soup cans might be just organized a little too well in the cupboard. Okay?
Yeah.
They have a little too much time on their
hands. Yeah, a little too sleeping with the enemy going on there. But I'm just letting you know, like, life is messy, especially fun life. A fun life is, it's true. That was the reference. I just wanted to make a movie reference.
Funny. And
I know, I'm just saying.
Life is messy because it's true.
I love that my dogs kind of run around my foyer and then they run from indoor. Like, it should be somewhat chaotic, but it should be organized chaos.
Yes.
Okay? Or, and you can have that. But the pieces that I'm referring to are these drop zones, which is if you don't think that you have room for a small table in a mudroom, try it. Try to find one. Sunglasses, keys, right? Mm-hmm. Even dog leashes, right? Or even dog toys. A way to find decorative storage, that's the kind of stuff we love, is I think the lost art of the accent piece is something I think needs to come back as a focus, especially when you're talking about spring cleaning and you're talking about the link between your entry and your garage or the entry and the outside. So the same thing would be true for a mudroom as would be true for a patio. And this is one of the things people don't think about. As the weather gets warm here in the Midwest, you want to open it up to get the fresh air. Mm-hmm. But you're oftentimes walking into a staged room, which could be a living room. It could be a dining area. It could be one of those things. Think about finding the small wall with even the smaller, skinnier, taller piece of furniture that allows little small dresser drawers or cubbies, or even think about having one made.
Yes.
Okay. If it's a strange size, I think that there's a lot of wisdom there. Like, what else did the article have that was a nugget that's in there that you like?
Let me pull it up. There were on there. What did they say? 56 like different ways to approach organizing. So, or 56 little.
Yes.
It talked about where to start with organizing your home, because with anything, if you take on a huge project, the minute you start, you're just going to feel overwhelmed.
And if you think about the totality of it too.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. So their recommendation was to start with the area that drives you the most nuts.
That's good.
And go from there.
That might not be the mudroom. It could be the bedroom.
Yeah.
Anything where my husband has gathered things. That's where I would start.
Honestly. I let mine have one room, and that's like his room to have messy stuff in, and I can close the door.
Right. Okay, so
it's a great idea.
For those of you who
you'll do very well when you have children, because that's what you'll do with their rooms.
Yes, she will. Yes. Well, you have how many siblings?
Six.
And you're the eldest.
Yes.
She's going to be just.
Oh,
fine.
You'll be just fine.
Yeah. Her wiring is already. Your wiring is already there.
Yep.
Right? Which is why you're in the perfect job.
Yes.
Right. So it's interesting because when we talk about this journey that we've been on. You know, you talk about man eyes. That's been a thing
yes,
in the office.
It has been.
Why don't you describe for
everybody
what's man
eyes?
Because I think this has a lot to do with organization and spring cleaning.
I'm trying to think of the best way to phrase
it. No, don't be nice. So, just say it.
Yeah, don't
be
nice.
You know when there's a long list of things, or if you're hosting a party as a couple, and then all of a sudden he's out in the yard digging like a new post for the mailbox.
Right.
And you're like, That has nothing to do with us having people over, like clean the bathroom or something, not install a new mailbox.
Mm-hmm. Or when guys go look for things in the fridge.
Yes.
That's another thing you guys comment on.
Oh, gosh. Hey, where's my keys? Literally right in front of your face.
I had never heard that before until I had this. Literally, there I overheard a conversation between my staff, who happens to be all women, and they were like, well, Joey, or whoever it was you guys were talking about. Sorry, Joey, not to single you out, but whoever it was, because I think it was, whether it was Chandler
was, sorry,
or Joey
buddy,
or me or whoever. Whoever it was, sorry, guys, we're going to take the bullet here.
Just insert tie.
Insert, yeah.
Okay, tie.
Insert,
right.
Yeah.
Man. Insert man. Telling it was probably him anyway.
It was about, well, he was walking around trying to clean the kitchen with man eyes, and I immediately popped up.
Haley and I have this conversation every week.
And I sort of like raised my hand sheepishly, like, what are man eyes? And they described it as the thing women see.
Yes.
That are a priority.
Yes.
That should be first things first, that maybe men do not.
Yes.
Is that a fair description?
I feel maybe. Like you can take it a little bit further too. And there's like,
of course you can take it further.
Men's version of a clean kitchen and like a woman's version of a clean kitchen. But then again, that's not all men and that's not all women.
No, we get
so
it.
I feel like that one's a little less general than everything
yes,
else.
Anyway, I wanted you to reference that because there is something to organization means something different to different people.
Very true.
It's also very selective in its application because here's what I do find. I find that sometimes men and women are organized well, just in different ways. Mm-hmm. The key is when you're organizing for a home and doing it together to be able to exchange and share what your definitions are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that comes down to, Nancy's just looking at me like, no, his opinion does not matter.
Right. Okay.
Okay. I am the alpha and omega in this, right. in this scenario. But no, I'm just saying that in a true organizational collaboration, mm-hmm. you need to understand what function looks like for both of you. And yes. at the Design Coach, we understand that because we typically design for families. Typically designed for couples, mm-hmm. right? And they both do have different understandings of, well, where's my hat going to go?
Yes.
And I don't want to see it.
Yes.
right?
Yep.
Or where's my this going to go? Well, okay, but I do want to see that, or I don't want to see this, or I want access to that, and I do not. Those are the types of conversations I think when you start spring cleaning, you really do, and you can use the list from Architectural Digest as like a jumping off point,
yes.
but I would not use it as a substitution for the real conversation about what does organization mean to you?
Do
you have thoughts?
I have thoughts. So we go through this organization issue, and I like that that's when you said the difference, you know, between what you want to have access to,
yes.
right?
Yep.
So I will go out, for instance, and try to organize our shed that has all of the tools and all mm-hmm. of those kinds of things in it. And when I organize it, I'm thinking, okay, it's fall, so don't put the rakes all the way in the back where we can't get to them.
Snow
don't
shovels
forward,
please.
Don't bury the snow shovels. Mm-hmm. Don't do all this. Where my husband just comes in, and he just wants it all stacked in there. It doesn't matter mm-hmm. if you can get to it or not.
Yeah.
That's the wrong approach.
Exactly. And I'm like, but how do you live this way? Like, mm-hmm. and that's exactly the point you're making, right? So You can't just make it look good.
So we have a saying in our office with a heart. This is...
But also with a brain.
Can you explain what that means, everybody, when we say that in our office?
I accidentally started this. So we played a game at our Christmas party.
This was so
And
great.
We had to assign... It was like these different circumstances and you had to assign the person
Yeah, like,
to
okay,
it.
So like most likely to
yeah,
get
most
arrested
likely
at
to.
A bar,
yeah.
right? And then it was...
And so my one answer, I put... I think it was our GM, Linda, and so I put her name down, but I put a heart next to it because I don't even know why.
So she kind of busted her. She kind of busted her.
So I said, Melinda, but with a heart. And
now it's our office. It's like an office motto. Like whenever we have to give a critique, it's always like blah, 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 with a heart. Like, we love
like,
you.
I love you,
like,
but
love
that
you,
sucks.
But I got to tell you this.
yep.
I will tell you that is one of the keys to collaboration.
Well,
it is. Hey, I'm going to share this information with you. I'm not going to attack. I'm not going to accuse, but we're going to approach it from a we're in it together. I do love you very mm-hmm. much, but I can't look at the following things and it's driving me crazy. I mean, listen, Julie and I both have triggers organizationally, and we're having conversations and have had conversations on a regular basis, especially as the kids have grown, about what we're willing to tolerate and what we're not, right? And I do know that when Julie gets into organizational mode, I am to be supportive and not like she's on a mission. She then also knows when I'm doing it, she's typically supportive as well, unless it's not being done maybe within the same time frame that maybe she might want it, of which I am open to that critique as well. That said, organization might be the ultimate collaboration. So if you're approaching it this spring, just make sure you're doing it together and you're doing it with the right intent. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about more nuggets from our newsletter in March and more about what's happening at thedesigncoach.com. Stay with us. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. We'll be right back. I think Nancy's just upset that we didn't bring actual cocktails.
I'm upset about that every time.
No, we should, because
like, what good are recipes without the ingredients?
Don't tease me.
This is a sham.
Every time I come in, I'll just bring the drink ingredients.
Right.
So Kylie. Then she'll be like, is this a Kylie week?
Right.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, that's how it was for Julie for a while. She'll be happy to handle the mantle because she was like, why do you think I booze all the time when I come on the radio show?
Anyway, I love it when Julie's here.
I know. So do we all. Anyway.
Everybody but, Julie. You know, I mean, it could be the design coach.
Oh, my gosh.
Featuring Kylie Peterson. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Did you hear that? She could guest spot when Phillip's out of town.
There you go.
I hear guest spot. That would be amazing to hear you do a
cocktails
show.
Cocktails with Kylie.
So that would be so
Why
fun.
Can't we do that?
Well, you would drink without Kylie. Me being here?
Of course.
Oh my gosh.
They'd be Met your me? Recipes, so anyway. You'd be here in spirit.
That's
anyway,
right.
Good
with
morning,
a heart.
Everyone.
With a heart.
Segment. Okay, funny, ladies. Segment number four. Look at how happy she is. Segment number
That's
four
hysterical.
Here at The Design Coach. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Phillip Sassano.
Every communication I make with you now, I'm going to say with a heart. Every single one.
Oh, are you kidding me? How many times did they do that to me on a regular basis?
Multiple
That's
times.
Oh, yeah.
Hysterical.
No, talk about getting multiple female feedback opportunities. Okay, in my office, yes, their hands are always on the clay.
Just wait until Zoe's around us enough to so that she starts picking up on with a heart.
Yeah. You know what? I might need to hire differently. I might need to balance the ledger out a little bit there. I don't know.
No.
No.
Think about it.
They get stuff done. See, the problem is this team just gets stuff done.
Right. Whatever you're doing, do not stop doing it.
No,
because
I
you do. You have the team.
Yeah.
You have dreamed this direction, right?
I have.
And you have curated this direction that the design coach is going. And you haven't.
They brought stuff to the table. I couldn't have found.
But you have to find those people and surround yourself with them. You're not going to achieve your dream with just by yourself.
Okay, so I think it's very interesting that you bring this up because when you talk about designing a life and you talk about designing interiors, we really did design a company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We reverse engineered a design of a company that we knew that we wanted to be. We knew we wanted to be comprehensive and concierge and creative. We also needed people who would live and embody that mindset.
Yeah.
And I feel like, Kylie, we've done that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, we have a lot of fun.
We do. And even when I started, I mean, I've talked about this before. I really had no idea what I was signing up for, but it was.
You had no idea.
No, but it was kind of the genuineness behind what you were saying and the passion that you had for it. I was like, well, this sounds fun. I'm in.
But you realize.
We kind of want our clients to feel the same way.
Yes,
like,
right.
We want them to feel that authenticity from us, that we don't have all of the answers for you right now, but guess what? We're gonna get them
right,
and we have a track record now.
We're gonna have fun doing so.
Yeah, we have a track record of a proven purpose that now has become a passion, and we're trying to share that with everybody, whether that's through the newsletter or whether that's through the website. And now you're right. I'm not gonna stop doing what we've been doing.
No,
and I will say, as challenging as it's been at times, it's never felt more fun.
Yeah, but you realize that when he hired you, he had no idea what he wanted you to do as well.
Yeah, no, like, I know,
right.
I was joking with the girls.
I had a sketch.
She'll do. She'll do something great. So you just
I don't even remember who I was joking with in the fall. I was like, oh yeah, my job description changes weekly. Like it just depends on what's happening that week.
Well, especially as you're growing the service model that we did, because for those of you who are maybe new to the show and aren't familiar with our company, you know, we wanted to scale nationally and we wanted to scale from design into not wanting the relationship to end at the interior design. So I wanted a relationship that would involve lifestyle and lifestyle offerings to help people leverage the beautiful homes and the great interiors that we've become known for. And I didn't want it to end. And so it was like, well, why does it have to end? And it started with a little bit of a mixology. It started with a little bit of this show. You know, this show talking about things that were not just interior design related and trying to talk about designing a life. And that actually just came to be in what we have now in this. And if you will go to the website and you go to our team members, you're going to see everybody who works you know, on this awesome team in support of our clients. And now I really do believe in support of the brand. Mm-hmm. I think now we're living something different. We're now, obviously, in service to our clients, and that goes without saying. But now we're kind of living a little bit of a mission to push out this passion and this purpose.
I feel like we've also all contributed towards the mission as well. So then that also 100%. Gives us a sense of like
ownership.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've had a hand in shaping it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's everyone on the team.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we've done a really good job of when I talk about collaboration at the client level and at the creative level, it is embodied in the way we operate with one another.
Well, it has to in order for us to be genuine.
That's absolutely true.
Pretend to collaborate
that comes with critique and being able to take it. I mean, I ask for it I ask for it on a regular basis. In the newsletter this week, I want to get to this travel before we run out of time.
Yes.
And I want to get to the cocktails before we run out of time.
Please do.
But as it relates to specifically travel, tell them the article you don't have to name the places, but tell them the article that's in the newsletter that I think is so cool that you found.
So March is a time when most people want to travel, especially if you're in the Midwest, because you've experienced that first spring and then the snow comes back and you're like, oh my gosh. So you want to take a trip.
100%.
Yes, exactly. You want to take a trip, but then you might not want to go where all the spring breakers are if that's not really your vibe. So this article I found tells you places to go that aren't necessarily spring break places, but are either tropical or international. So it has a lot of cool little tidbits in there and definitely has some good recommendations on where to find flights, where to do all of this stuff, and how to avoid the craziness. I mean, if you want to go with the craziness, that is totally fine. But if you want to relax and not deal with spring breakers,
one of the best shows that you did was describing Savannah, your trip to Savannah, you and Julie, with, you know, where you went with no expectations.
None.
But you didn't stay in a hotel. Mm-hmm. You didn't cookie cutter the trip. You completely went outside the box and it was most memorable. And that doesn't mean it's expensive.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it's probably in most cases surprisingly affordable.
You know, and that's
to get that's a good experience.
Point. You and I should think, Kylie, we should think about with all the places that we do travel.
Yeah.
And listen, we just came back from Captiva, right? And we were in Florida for a while, and there were probably some tidbits we could have shared about the Captiva trip that we could have turned into that.
I think, like, everybody talks about Orlando and Disney and Naples.
See,
and
I'm a fan of the off the beaten path.
Why not Captiva?
We're the fan of the hole in the wall, like the undiscovered. And I think that article gets at that too.
Our trip was like the complete ends. So we were in Naples and we also stayed in Captiva. So it was like, both are in Florida, right?
Yeah,
one's completely secluded.
Yeah.
Yes.
No one around. And then the other one is
adult Disneyland.
Basically.
Adult Disneyland. Like a Disneyland for adults with money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Like
Naples
is just explodes this time of year, Naples, Florida. And you're right, one was total seclusion.
Yep.
Right? Which was really cool. So this travel piece I think is really important because I think travel I think is a way to reset. Not only your soul, but also your eye. You see things, you experience things. So that's why, Nancy, when you go best flavor of vanilla, when you go ordinary, when you go pedestrian, you're not really changing your sensibility because the world has become so homogenized, right? It's the strip mall concept. From strip mall to strip mall to strip mall, a lot of suburbs look the same. So what do you look for? The local place that's unique to that area that you think might give you an experience unlike any other. That's kind of what we're trying to communicate. And with that recent travel link that you shared in the newsletter, it really does have some international flavor that I thought was really cool. Okay, so on to From Behind the Bar. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the segment Behind the Bar, okay?
The glasses just came down.
So here's...
He's got his glasses on now.
In this show? Enough time? All right.
Yeah, so, you've got about 4 minutes.
Fantastic. That's perfect. Okay, so we're going to tease the three St. Patrick's Day cocktails that we're really excited for everyone to try.
Okay.
Because, you know, normally everyone associates with St. Patrick's Day, they associate what?
Green beer.
Okay. And that's great. I think I'm a beer lover. I love a craft beer. I love a good Hefeweizen. I mean, I love beer. Here's what I will tell you about these crafted cocktails. the ones that I think we've created are ones that are a little different and unique. And let's start off. Let's start off with the first one. What's the first one on our
list? We have a walnut Irish mule.
Okay. So I like. Look at you with the mule face. Don't make the mule face. If you're not a mule fan, you might not like this drink, but I will tell you, this one can win you over, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
If you use ginger liqueur instead of ginger beer and you use a little bit of club soda, you can limit the amount of ginger. So that's one tip that I will give you. In our recipe, we do use Gosling's ginger beer, but you can also substitute that with a ginger liqueur and club soda to control the level of ginger. Here's what I do like about the right percentage of ginger. I have found that people who don't like mules, if you modify it just a little bit, you get them to like the drink overall. Okay. Also, with less ginger beer, you actually push the whiskey forward. So the Irish whiskey that we're recommending in this drink is actually from a distillery in Minnesota that we have found. And it's a blend of American and Irish whiskey together that we love, which is not unlike every immigrant who's ever come to the United States. So we think it's perfect for St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
But what we do a little differently is that the walnut bitters. Okay.
I was wondering where you were going to get the walnut.
And or walnut syrup, depending on how you want to do it. But the walnut bitters absolutely take this drink, complement the whiskey, complement the ginger, and take it over the top. It waters down beautifully with a sprig of mint and a little bit of lime.
Yes.
And it really, really does taste delicious. So if you're a mule fan or not a mule fan, if you want to try modifying it, you can. But typically the vodka mule, which is the most boring mule you can make, try it with the Irish American whiskey. And I'm going to tell you, it's not going to let
Sweet.
You down. What's next?
March on Midori Sour.
Have you ever had Midori melon liqueur?
I actually solved a riddle by knowing what Midori was.
Yeah, it's a lemon. It's a melon liqueur, and it's green. Okay.
I want to say
like a
glass shape. It's delicious, and sometimes it can be used as a modifier. In this instance, we're using it as a base. Why don't you share with us what's in the drink?
Yeah, there's Midori melon liqueur, Kettle One cucumber and mint vodka.
Yes.
Fresh lemon juice, fresh lime juice, and club soda.
Okay, this drink
sounds springy.
It's springy and refreshing and festive. So it's green, it's fresh, it's got a big citrus punch to it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you that if you garnish it the right way, and you can garnish this with a little bit of a sugar rim, if you garnish it with a little bit of a sugar rim, the cucumber, the mint, and all the melon flavors kind of blend together. It's a little bit like a fun, festive salad.
Yeah.
If you will. All right, what's last?
And Nutty Irishman.
Okay, so the Nutty Irishman is a drink that's normally served with coffee, right? And the Nutty Irishman has what in it?
Let's see. Irish American whiskey.
Yep.
Frangelico.
Yes.
Bailey's.
Yep.
Mr. Black coffee liqueur and cold brew.
So if you are a coffee martini fan, but you like a little bit of hazelnut, and you like a little bit of that, so hazelnut liqueur would be the Frangelico, right?
Yep. Right.
And then you got a little bit of the Bailey's, which makes it creamy. This drink is over the top because after you're done shaking it and you put it in the glass, you top it with whipped cream.
Oh.
And shaved nutmeg and a little bit of a walnut topper, okay, if you are so inclined. That Nutty Irishman combo, which normally this drink is served warm, we've done it in an iced version. We think you'll love it. So go to the website, sign on to the newsletter. You'll get our latest information and drink responsibly and enjoy. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday
morning.
But
when all else fails,
yes,
just sip some butter pecan. What is it? Butter pecan.
Sip and cream. Oh my gosh, you're addicted to that stuff.
Totally.
More on that next week. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. You've been coached.